With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One person has died after a boat ran into a ferry packed with passengers in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday, prompting a mass casualty incident. The Clearwater ferry had approximately 45 people on board when it was hit by a recreational boat. According to the Coast Guard, the crash left one person dead. Six passengers were declared trauma alerts, with police describing two of those as seriously injured. All the injuries came from passengers on the ferry. The boat that hit the ferry was later identified by another law enforcement agency, but details on the boat have not been provided. Iran and the United States hold another round of in-depth negotiations in Oman.
While we don't have specifics on what was discussed, we have heard pretty positive remarks from both the Iranians and the Omanis that mediated the talks. From the Iranian side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has spoken to state television. He described talks as involving indirect negotiations where the sides were exchanging written remarks to each other. And while he said he was very guardedly optimistic about the talks, that they moved forward in a positive manner, that there were matters that were discussed across the spectrum, and that he would be returning to Tehran with others to see what to do next.
The week ahead brings an update on the job market.
Two employment reports are due this week, one from the private sector, the other a government assessment. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update Wednesday, expected to show America's employers added 110,000 jobs this month, down from 155,000 in March. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Non-farm payrolls grew by 228,000 jobs last month. The forecast is for the addition of 130,000 this month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
This is SRN News. A decision may be coming soon in the fight over assisted suicide in the UK. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been presented with a petition against the practice signed by more than 9,000 people. It was organized by the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, Britain's leading pro-life organization. Parliament will take up a bill to legalize physician-assisted suicide next month, and pro-lifers warn that if it passes, it will lead to the victimization of the elderly and the disabled who might be prompted to take their own lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After an investigation into allegations of child porn at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, Texas, a lawmaker's proposed legislation defining the types of art that should be barred from museums. Republican Representative David Lowe says the bill would establish a civil penalty against museums displaying certain obscene or harmful material. Earlier in the year, the museum was investigated after photos of nude children were displayed. This is SRN News. Russia's foreign minister says the country is open to negotiations to end the war with Ukraine. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Sergei Lavrov echoed U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, saying the Trump administration has made the effort to learn what Russia's goals are, unlike the Biden administration, who did not. Lavrov said Russia is pursuing its own national interests, but that doesn't mean they can't come to an agreement that ends the fighting. Former Senator Jim Talent says although President Trump has made it clear that he is willing to bomb Iran over its nuclear program, he's making every effort to give diplomacy a chance.
Iran's at its most vulnerable. It's also very close to a nuclear weapon. It's a very important decision that needs to be made, and the president wants to explore the possibilities for peace.
Senator Talent spoke with Salem Radio Network. Flash flooding in southwest Oklahoma kills at least one person, as authorities warn the public to stay off flooded roads. More details at srnnews.com.